Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back. Jeremy Cott, Ed Norris, hour number two. It's the Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long's off today. Talking all things Ravens and Orioles, and right now we're on an Orioles swing. On Friday, Rubenstein reiterated there's no financial constraints on Elias as he helps rebuild the team. He said that before, but are you more inclined to believe him? I'll throw it to you, Ed, because I think you and I might be in the same boat that we believed him as soon as he said it. Or maybe not. Maybe you didn't think they were going to spend money.
I did, actually, because it's, why not? Like, my question is, why would you not believe them? Because of past...
That's the problem I have. It's because of past ownership.
But it's different people. It's like, I can't for the life of me. It's like, it's even dumber than when people point back, you know, well, if you go to the, you know, the Bears Packers over the last 100 years, yeah. The Bears haven't, what does that got to do with this? People are dead.
Yes.
It's like, it's not the same people. It's like, in this case, it's not the same owners. It's completely different people.
And if you want to,
and everything's changed, but everything's changed. It's not just the promise. I mean, look how much has changed. The foreign markets. I mean, everything else that you got going on. Like, I don't know.
Well, Joe, if you didn't get to hear the sound, you can hear it right from him.
Mike Elias and Mike Arrighetti, my partner, and I talked about this before the deal was consummated, and we obviously were very interested in getting it done. And we have resources to do other deals as well, and we don't have particular constraints. We don't have any particular limit that we've imposed on Mike. So as long as the baseball rules are what they are today, we can do what we want to do, and we're prepared to do what we need to do to get the team to be at a championship level.
So my thoughts on this, like, again, this is why it would get me so frustrated, because before Rubenstein had even taken over and been a part of this, and we knew that the sale was going down, but it hadn't been made official.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Elias went to Rubenstein and said, hey, we want to trade for Corbin Burns. Are you okay if we do this? Like, wanting to get this done. They're like, yeah, go ahead. Because the old regime wasn't taking on any money. That wasn't happening. And I love when people like to bring up Mike Elias's tenure here, and it's like, oh, he did 5 years of nothing except a rebuild. Then you went to the playoffs 2 years, and then you had a bad year last year where you had a ton of injuries. And I know the offseason wasn't what everybody wanted. But I go back to this. Tell me who they were supposed to get. And I know everybody goes to Garrett Crochet, right? That was the trade. You don't know what they were asking for. What if they wanted Basayo in that trade? And it does feel like that's the one thing I listen to people on, that the mistake could have been made of not going after Garrett Crochet after he had the season he had. But again, the Red Sox gave up a bunch of prospects to get him. Were you willing to do it at that point? I know what everybody, prospects are just prospects. They are until they're not. Until you trade away one of the best in baseball. Like the White Sox traded away Tatis for Big Game James. I just said to Ed, everybody called the San Diego Padres a winner last year because they're going for it. They traded away one of the top five picks in all of baseball, top five prospects in all of baseball, to go get Mason Miller for a half a year. Now they're talking about trading him.
I know.
They depleted their entire farm system. So again, there is something to be said about going for it, but there is, this is something too. I think our poor friend over here is locked out. I don't know if, should we help her?
Hang on.
She's wandering around, so I don't
know. Oh, there we go.
You guys can't see this. We have to have a badge to get in the doors. And Greg got her. Greg got her. You're fine. We had one of our faithful team members here whose show starts at 5:30 and gets here at 6:10. She's out there standing by the door waiting like a dog that's been shown a card trick. I don't know what to do here. Anyway, but getting back to the talk of this, the Max Fried deal. That 8-year deal that he signed where the back end of it's going to be trash. And you're going to have to sign deals similar to that, but I'm not giving him 8 years. The deal that Dylan C signed is ridiculous. And I have no problem if they overpay, but there are no financial restraints no matter what people think. They are going to have a business model. Are they going to go out and spend $1 billion if they're only bringing in $800 million? No, they're not. But you got to understand, like, it's always been said, do you win and then bring in the fans? Do you spend money? And then the fans come in to see the players, and then you start winning? Like, something has to happen. And I feel like they've added a ton this offseason.
They have. I mean, you got... First of all...
Getting all choked up.
I am, sorry. Let's not forget Eflin at the time, right? Now you pick up Pete Alonso, who, if you want to say Kyle Tucker is the number one, you know, free agent, okay. To me, you got the second. I didn't want Schwarber because he doesn't play defense. Big bat, okay. Alonso's got a big bat, and he solves it on the. He can play
you
the field.
It? Sorry,
I've heard. Yeah, I asked Juan Soto.
His name's a polar bear for crying out loud.
Yeah. So I mean, they do great. They did get Corbin Burns. They did pick up Zach Eflin, who at the time was the best pitcher available. And now you get Pete Alonso, and you spend a lot of money. I don't know what the problem is.
Well, you know, it goes back to the trade for Trevor Rogers and how everybody killed him for it. And none of you guys have turned back around and said, oh, man, that was a good trade. We got a starting pitcher who ended up being the best pitcher in baseball last year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't know if he can repeat it, but I know what you cats are waiting on. You're waiting for the first time that he stubs his toe and he looks like trash out there and looks like the old Trevor Rogers to come back out of the woodwork. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But let's go to John in Ellicott City. He's got some thoughts. John, what's up, man?
Great show, guys. You hear a lot of that from the fans and the media, but I got to tell you, the afternoon show here, like outright calls for the firing of, I don't know if he still does it after these deals because I stopped listening, but I mean, these two guys are literally calling for the firing of like that blatant. And I never understood it, so I'm glad to hear that maybe there is another perspective. I was starting to question my.
I mean, that's it. Look, and again, everybody to each their own. I've even talked to the guys like we have different.
We have a different perspective. That's all. I mean, I think they do a great job. I think Elias is outstanding. I think DaCosta is maybe the best GM in football.
I think we have two of the best GMs in all of sports, personally. But that's
I can't believe Tim would say all that.
Yeah. John, go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
That's okay. The gap between your train of thought that you're sharing today and. But like I said, what at least was the thought of that afternoon show is cavernous. I mean, it's like, one's calling for the fire. But I'm glad to hear it. I think Elias is doing a great job. We had a setback next year. I'm looking forward to this coming season.
Absolutely. Thanks, man. And the other thing, too, like, and I know these are things that people aren't going to necessarily care about, but building that facility in the Dominican, being involved in the international market, we actually have prospects now. Remember we talked about the Houston Astros and they're like, man, where'd they get that guy from? Oh, international market. What about those two pitchers? They both came out of the international market. Why are we not involved with that? And the fact that you have that, like, you have to be. Looking at some of the best baseball players in all the sport, there's a lot of Latin ball players you're going to see up top. A lot of ball players that don't look like you or I, Ed. I mean, Shohei Ohtani is the number one baseball player. And again, like, people look at this and go, they're not going to do anything. I'll believe it when I see it. That's such a lame thing that people throw out there all the time.
I'm just going to eat some worms. People just hate life.
I'm going to eat some worms. Anyway, but it's just, it's frustrating, though. And again, everybody's allowed to have their own opinion, but these loud mouths that stand up and thump their chest and tell you they're right, and then all of a sudden it turns out you weren't right, where you at? You don't show back up. And this is why I always have these arguments with people. Like, I have to come in here every single day. And when I'm wrong and when I say something stupid, face the music and get beat up. sometimes justifiably so, sometimes not. Like, with the Trevor Rodgers thing, I became the ultimate Trevor Rodgers fan by just saying, can you guys wait and see how this thing plays out? That's all I said. Just wait. Sure enough. Anyway, 410-583-1057. We're going to get to shovels coming up next. Ed, who gets your shovel?
You're going to love this. Pete Carroll.
Oh.
Yeah, give me a shovel. I like shovels.
He gets my shovel.
All right. We'll get to that and get your shovels at 410-583-1057 right here on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, it's time for shovels. If you have one, 410-583-1057. We'll get the phone calls right after this. But Ed, up first, who gets your shovel?
Your favorite NFL football coach, Pete Carroll.
What'd he do?
You know, you always make fun of Harbaugh's post-game press conference and stuff.
They're all the same. That's my problem with it. You can tell right away whether they won or lost and how he answers his questions.
Yeah, well.
Old pom-pom Pete, what'd he do? Don't bury the lead, Ed. What'd this sumbitch do?
Well, after they just lost 31-0 and had 75 yards of offense, he was asked about their his preseason prediction about wins and stuff. The Eagles allowed just 75 total yards, and the fewest yards allowed in the Super Bowl era. The fewest yards allowed in a game since week 11 of the 1955 season.
55.
Yes, 1955. And his response was, they fought their ass off. We fought our asses off after scoring 0 points and, you know, creating 75 total yards. It was so ridiculous. And it goes right into your cheerleader mode with this, you know.
It's like, just watch him. Like, it's just. And again, like, I know Vinny likes him, Rob likes him, like, guys like Pete Carroll and say he's a great guy. I mean, he bailed on USC. Things were getting high and dry there, and he's like, Seattle's calling? All right, I'm in. And just leaves them. And again, I hate when coaches do that. Yeah. And I just think he's so phony. It's the... he's just barking over there, chewing 17 pieces of bubble gum. Ellen DeGeneres looking ass.
Yeah, this is a kind of ridiculous statement. You know, that's what we're doing. We're still doing it. They're all doing it. We're asking of them. This is a result against the world champs last year.
Well...
31-0.
My shovel goes to... is it Skegness? It's a city in England. I guess that's the name of it. Tourist town of Skegness. So an Englishman, 86 years old, spit a leaf onto the ground, and he was fined $335 for littering. Can I tell you what happened? The leaf blew into his mouth as he was walking, and he spit it out, and they fined him $335. It was already on the damn ground. What are you talking about? Yeah, Roy Marsh had stopped for a rest while walking through a car park in the tourist town of Skegness on England's east coast when the wind blew a big reed into his mouth. I spat it out, and just as I got up to walk away, two enforcement officers came up to me and said that the bewildered octogenarian said that when the officers came up to him spitting on the ground, they responded by calling one of them a silly boy. And I think that upset the guy, and yeah. He gets arrested for it. He's like, dude, you're being a silly boy. It flew into my mouth. Yeah, I don't know what he's supposed to say. It was all unnecessary and out of proportion, he recalled to the BBC. That is the British. It's not the other thing that he... Never mind. County Councillor Adrian Finley described the case as one of the many examples of officers being heavy-handed with their enforcement. They are taking it way too far. And I think anybody can look at this and agree.
Yeah.
If I came here on holiday and was given a $250 fine, I wouldn't want to risk coming back.
Yeah.
That's what he said. So it's just so stupid. Let's get out to the phone lines. If you got a shovel, feel free to call in 410-583-1057. Whoop, we just lost our caller. So go back to this with the Orioles. I did have someone, a couple things that were pointed out. I should say this about the Ravens first. I had George sent me a message saying, where is all the Lamar isn't good in cold weather come from? He's 12-2. He has a 12-2 record in games played at 40 degrees or colder. I don't think you said that he played poorly in cold weather. He didn't like to play in cold weather.
I said that was a knock. People were saying that about him. Mm-hmm. I had no evidence for true or not. That's what people were saying.
Yeah. So, again, I don't think there's any issues there.
And I don't think it can be true because we played in a cold division.
Yeah.
And we're successful. I mean, the Ravens win more than they lose. You're playing Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. And here.
Every game cold cities. From October and on has a chance to be cold.
So, right.
In every single city within the AFC North. So, but I do think, just getting back to the Orioles and what's going to happen next, I was reading something about Mike King. Mike King's down to the Orioles, Red Sox, and Yankees. Mike King was a former Yankee. Some people are going, would he want to go back there? Money talks. And depending on what you want to use it for. Because when they had King, he was used out of the bullpen as a starter. They were moving him around. So... I think there's a chance for that. The Orioles are still in on Ranger Suarez and Framber Valdez, and they've been linked to other names such as Mackenzie Gore, Alcantara with the Marlins, Edward Cabrera with the Marlins, and even Freddie Peralta with the Brewers. I still think they're getting two starting pitchers, and I think you're foolish if you think they're not at least getting one, but I assume it's going to be two, and I think there's going to be a trade. Whether that trades to help out in a bullpen, whether that trades to better yourself at some position. There have been some of the talking heads on Major League Baseball's network saying, hey, I wish the Orioles would just go all in and make a move and go get Scooble. Now, a Scooble trade is going to cost you something like Jackson Holliday or Sam Basayo. Yeah, maybe I don't think it's Basayo because he's locked up. But but I think it could cause you Jackson Holliday. And then again, maybe there's the corresponding move that Jackson Holliday, if you traded that guy for a Scooble, and a couple other pieces or whatever that you're moving to get Scooble, then you finagle. Then you have the option of Westberg going back to second, and maybe you find a third baseman or find another second baseman. I'm not saying any of that happens. I don't believe they trade for Scooble, but I know a lot of the talking heads were discussing it. Are you all for them making, if they were to make a big move like that?
Yeah, I am.
Because, like, if they do it, they're finally showing people that, hey, look, we are all in.
That's what I mean. It's like, yes, I don't believe in doing things in half measure in life. And I mean that. I'm not just saying it for the radio. It's just, look at my work history, wherever I went. shook things up big time, make big changes. You can't, the world wasn't changed by reasonable men. You can't do things in half measures. You want to just go it, go, because you're going to be successful or you're not. And I'd rather have tried everything. If you believe that's the way to go, and I do, you know, and if it works, take the great. If it doesn't work, then it's your fault. But don't let it be somebody else's because you were too timid.
Oh, Buffalo Zoe's on the line here, Ed. He's got a shovel for me. What's up, Zoe?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, hey, I don't want any damn friendly fire here, man.
Hey, man, listen, boy. Jeremy, BBC, you name it.
I guess you're the only one that got that. I'm looking around, like, nobody say anything. All right, I'll keep
it. We all
going.
Got it. Oh. We just ignored it.
Okay.
All right, y'all have a good one.
All right, that's it? That was it. He just had to call in about that. All right, 410-583-1057 if you want to get back in. Ken McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock and 8:15. I'm going to talk more about the Pittsburgh win. But up next, college football. The only reason I didn't give Diego Pavia my shovel.
I can't believe it didn't.
Is because we're going to talk about this whole thing next. We're going to talk about the reactions to the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Was Mendoza the right guy to win it? What do you make of Diego Pavia's reaction to coming in second? He's since apologized. I have a couple of stories about this that I find funny. But Diego Pavia has become one of the most unlikable human beings out there.
Yeah, he has.
What a jerk. We talk about it next here on The Fan. All right, welcome back. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris. It's a Big Bad Morning Show. If you haven't heard, we're on YouTube now. You guys can watch the show on YouTube every weekday. All the shows here at 105.7 The Fan. So you can see what my ugly mug looks like and what Ed's handsome
shiny,
face.
Shiny head.
Yeah.
Looks
his,
like.
His shiny head. Joe, you don't have the producer's thing yet, do you?
I do not.
Oh. All right, so you don't get to see Joe's face when he's angry at all of
see
us.
See a camera in front of me?
I can't see anything in front
no,
of me.
No, okay. Yeah, I kept.
Yeah, was it? Whoa.
Hey, why don't you go after yourself?
Did you idiot.
Catch that? You know what's funny? I think Joe's the perfect guy for this show because he's just enough of an a-hole to make things work around here.
I hope he becomes a program director one day.
I do,
no,
too.
I don't know about that.
I do, too, because I hope you're miserable for the rest of your life.
What is that? But I'd like every other show to enjoy what we get.
Oh.
I would be in such a better mood if I got more than 4 hours of sleep every night.
That's not happening.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, let's get to this college football stuff. It's if you missed it. So there's a couple things I want to say. I made fun of Mendoza. And
him and his stupid line.
We're flipping champs, man. We're flipping champs. He has such a high-pitched voice. Let me say this, because the speech he gave at the Heisman ceremony when he won about, hey, you out there, and he's I'm listening to it going, this is such a great message. I just wish it wasn't coming from this cornball. And I felt like such a jerk saying that, because it is, he's saying something that's extremely nice. You know, like,
yes.
But he is kind of corny, right?
Yeah. That was as corny as it gets for me.
I mean, he is.
I didn't even know anybody who spoke like that in my life.
You know what? I saw somebody compare him to someone, and I think it might be a perfect comp.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is very corny. If he embraces the corniness like Cousins did wearing the chain and stuff, maybe. People talk about how great he is. His teammates love him. So when people take shots at him saying, oh, that's not going to work in an NFL locker room, maybe it won't. But his teammates were all there supporting him. You know, they love him. And then the thing that came out about this is now that everyone hates Diego Pavia.
Yeah.
By the way, go look at the picture of all four guys that were up for the Heisman. There's a 6'4", 6'1", 6', and Diego Pavia is supposed to be 6'1". He looks 4 inches shorter than the shortest guy there. And one of the funniest things that I saw from, because he went out clubbing in New York afterwards. Mm-hmm. He got drunk, did some things. He went out with his two brothers. By the way, I guess they're part of the Lollipop Guild, too. He went out with his two brothers, and somebody had asked him, like, hey, you didn't win the Heisman. How do you feel? F the Heisman voters.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So he had to put out a statement afterwards, like today, saying, hey, you know, I did this. That's not how I feel. I'm sorry if anybody took offense to it. He was also asked at the Heisman. They did like a bracket, like an 8-man bracket of the best college football players.
Right.
And they got to the first one. It's like, hey, we want to hear who you think the greatest college football players of all time. So then they they give him two players. There were two quarterbacks, I believe. Johnny Manziel and it was and Lamar. And he goes, I'm the greatest college football player ever. And they're like, oh, that's great. You're confident. So Lamar and Johnny Manziel, I told you, I'm the greatest college football player ever. That's great. All right. Thanks, Diego. Thanks. You're not a douchebag. He comes across so bad. But the thing that made me laugh the most, Ed, is that there was a little person getting arrested. And somebody said, Diego Pavia tied one on too hard in New York, and now he's got to go to jail. Really good football player, but he's not sounding like, it sounded like he's not getting it. And I've also heard people say that people treat Shador like he's doing the things that Diego Pavia did or said. And no, he's also done things
he's
where
done
he should be
stupid coaching. Things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. How do you feel about Pavia? Mendoza, because if Mendoza is going to be the number one overall pick, and as I said, the four teams up top, only one of them needs a quarterback.
And who would that be?
The Jets.
He's doomed.
Like the other teams that stink, and the Saints could be one too, but they just won back-to-back games, so I don't know if they'll be picking in the top.
Yeah, I don't know. Pavia, first I was hoping to just, you know, chalk it up to a drunken night out in emotion, and he didn't mean it. And he kept, but he sounds like he's doubling down on it in a
he
way.
He did apologize after all the brushback.
Yeah. I just think that's what it was. So I do think Mendoza, I mean, he's good. He's I picked him to win the Heisman. I think we all did, maybe.
Yeah.
Because once he won the not the national
and
championship.
And Rob put out his vote. He showed it.
Yeah.
And all three quarterbacks and jackass. Mm-hmm.
But once he beat Ohio State, I'm like, yeah, that's that. Because now you can't say anything. You can't say they don't play Ohio State schedule. You can't say he didn't beat anybody. He beat Oregon. He beat Illinois within a ninth in the country. He beat Ohio State, number one in the country. What are you going to say now? Tell me what else I don't know. Please, tell me what I don't know. Educate me on how stupid I am. He won. He should have won.
You know? Yeah, again, like, if I would have voted ahead of time, I think I would have voted for Pavia. But I can't make a case that Mendoza doesn't deserve it. And by the way, this is the third or fourth straight year that a transfer quarterback has won the Heisman.
The portal.
Yeah. Jaden Daniels did it. Mm. Joe Burrow did it. Who am I missing from last year? Who won last year? I can't even think. It was another quarterback that transferred. Yeah, it'll come to me in a second. But if you're looking at the guys that were up for it, and people were talking about it. And by the way, when we brought up Johnny Manziel, do you know Johnny Manziel had more rushing touchdowns than Jeremiah Love had this year?
Did he really?
The year he won the Heisman? He had more rushing touchdowns than rushing yards.
Travis Hunter,
that's who won it. So it wasn't but it was a transfer. Mm-hmm. So that was the whole thing. It was a transfer player coming from Jacksonville State. Mm-hmm. And that's what they talked about. Hey, do you think the portal's bad now? Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of how everything's going down, but I think it's fair. I think it's justified for some of these guys, but to each their own. Now, Ed, when it comes down to Pavia, do you think this guy has a chance to play at the next level?
Yeah. I mean, just because of his height, you mean? Yeah, I do.
A lot of people question his size.
And they question, you know, Kyler Murray as well. And I remember I picked him to win the Heisman that year, and he did. Kyler Murray's 5'9 if he's lucky. I know they'll list him as 5'10, 5'11. Yeah. I ain't buying it.
But I also think that Pavia is closer to Tim Tebow stylistically than he is to one of these other quarterbacks that's going to come in. Even a Kyler Murray who ran a ton.
Yeah.
I still see him more of that, I don't want to say bruising runner. He likes, he gets out, he drops back, he doesn't see anyone open, he's taking off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it translates to the NFL. He's clearly an amazing athlete.
Maybe not, but yeah, we're going to see. He's going to get drafted, obviously.
I'm pretty sure that happens. All right, we're going to talk some more Ravens. Obviously, at 8 o'clock, Ken McCusick joins the show for two segments. World of Stupid at 8:30. Got a couple of police stories for you.
He quite a run that year. I mean, that quarterback run.
Yeah.
Lamar won in 16, Baker in 17, Kyler in 18, Joe Burrow in 19.
Oh, Caleb Williams was the other transfer, right? He went to USC.
Yeah, it was 2022. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the quarterbacks. On
each one of them became a premier NFL quarterback. I mean, none of them bombed.
Yeah. Where if you go back 15 years before that, you could find four or five Heisman winners that bombed in the NFL.
Each one. Lamar, obviously. Baker, obviously. Joe Burrow. That superstar. Kyler Murray's probably the less of the group, and he's still starting in the NFL. So,
you know, when I learned to stop looking at just college statistics and going, oh, my God, how come this guy's not...
Mm-hmm.
The year that Eric Crouch won the Heisman, and then they told him, we don't want you to play quarterback, we want you to play cornerback. You won the Heisman playing quarterback, and they're like, yeah, we're going to put you on the other side of the ball because you ain't cutting it at the NFL level. More of a runner than anything, but still, like, it's it's supposed to go to the best player available, and I think it goes to a really good player on one of the best teams. That's what I think happens every year with the Heisman. I think it's one of the biggest joke awards in sports. All right, 410-583-1057. We're going to talk some Ravens. I want to hear your thoughts, reactions to the Pittsburgh win on Monday Night Football. Remember, Steelers get the Lions this weekend. Ravens get the Patriots. Steelers are on the road. If the Ravens went out, they're in the playoffs hosting a playoff game. So we'll talk about that next and get your calls. 410-583-1057.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Here they come. They rush five. There's the snap. Line drive down the middle. Backpedaling catch made at the 15. Metcalf breaks a tackle at the 10. The 5. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. Metcalf throwing bodies aside like the rag dolls to break tackles and get a 28-yard touchdown reception from Aaron Rodgers on 3rd and 12.
Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show, Jeremy Kahn, Ed North. I'm sitting here, I'm in a daze. Got to get used to it. I'm the one that's supposed to bring us back, right?
You're in a kind of catatonic state there for a second. I'm like, yeah.
People looking at the YouTube, did it freeze? No, I'm just, man, what was that? All right, 410-583-1057, if you want to get in, talking about Pittsburgh's win on Monday Night Football. Did you come away at all, Ed, being any, like, impressed with them, or do you think it's the Dolphins? Let's see what they look like this week against the Lions.
No, I mean, I'm kind of impressed with them. I'm impressed with Rodgers. He doesn't look bad. I mean, for all the nonsense the last couple of years, the whole debacle in New York, and then they goes to Pittsburgh. I'm like, why would they do that? Watch what happened. He looked pretty good last night.
Yeah, got his tight ends back. Got them all working.
Some nice footballs, man.
DK Metcalf starting to look pretty good. So we'll have to see how this thing plays out. But again, you know what you have to do. You know the task at hand. You're watching them to see if you get any breaks at all. But as long as you keep winning, you're in the postseason hosting a home playoff game. And I keep going back to it. Week 18, if that game matters for the division, that'll be the Sunday Night Football game, in my opinion.
It absolutely will, I think.
Yeah. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Hey, nothing much, man. So yesterday I called, right? You know, and I talked about the game and everything last night, how I didn't feel comfortable with the Dolphins, you know, going up to Pittsburgh in that cold, you know, playing against them. And you were so confident and everything, like, oh, no, they beat teams in the cold. Remember, they beat the Jets. They beat the Jets. So they're going to beat Pittsburgh. Like, come on, Jeremy, man. Like, and you didn't even fess up and say how wrong you was, man. You've been wrong a lot. Like, you're wrong about the Cowboys every other week. Like, you just be wrong, Jeremy.
What was I wrong about the Cowboys?
Everything.
When they went on that winning streak, remember they beat the Raiders, they beat the Eagles.
You mean when I called them to beat the Eagles? Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you
I don't
know.
Remember that at all.
The only thing you remember is the good things that happened to the Cowboys. Right. You haven't realized that you've been tortured for the past 20 years.
Well, listen, they still got a 1% chance, man, making the playoffs, man. And
they need the Eagles like to lose out, and they have to win out.
Yeah, that's like the same odds of me winning that by Powerball, probably, this week, man.
Rashawn, that means that the Washington Commanders have to beat the Eagles twice in the next three games.
Yeah, which won't happen. I heard they benching Jalen Daniels for the rest of the season, too.
Yeah.
But, hey, real quick, on to the Ravens, right? Let me ask you this, man. If we lose to the Patriots, right, and the Steelers lose to the Lions, and they beat the Browns and we lose to the Packers, do that give them the division or still won't come down to the last game of the season?
I think that would give them the division. If you won two and they won three and your win was against them, I'd have to go back and look at it. Honestly, I don't know. But again,
maybe Joe can do that math. You know, I know Joe's good with that type of stuff.
He went to go get Kim McCusick, so he's not even in studio. So.
Oh, he's not? No. Oh, by the way, too, Ed, last week at your event, right, Gina and Greg, you know they invited me and Trippie onto their show.
I know. So I was there,
expect
buddy.
To see us soon, man.
I was there.
Yeah, you was there, yeah. Oh, well, that's right, you're right, man. I had a couple drinks. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, so
you know, when y'all see us over there, don't. If it was up to me, you'd be in studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so who is it up to then? Why me and Trippie can't come in?
It's up to me. I'm glad you told me because I'm going to tell them not to let you in studio. Trippie's okay.
Oh, no, nah, man, you know. Yeah, yeah, Gina liked me, though, man. Your show always called me Cordell, but, you know, she probably got my name right.
Well, you know, she grew up that way, you know.
Yeah,
did
yeah,
she call
yeah.
you Cordell?
Yeah, she called me Cordell every time she see me, you know. Hey, Cordell! I'm like, Gina's Rashawn. That's right, I'm sorry. And then she gave me a nice little hug and kiss on the cheek and everything.
She doesn't even have a negative bone in her body. That's why it's so funny.
Yeah, she at work yet? She got to work yet?
About 10 minutes ago. So.
Okay.
Rashawn, what do you think happens this Sunday? Ravens win?
I'm not confident, honestly, man. If I had to put my money on it, I don't think we win, honestly, man. I hope I'm wrong. You know, like I was wrong about the Bengals game. I feel uncomfortable about that. But I think we keep it close, though. It's not going to be a blowout or nothing like that. You know, prime time at home. Or even though we was prime time at home on Thanksgiving, right? And that turned out ugly.
Disastrous.
So, yes, it did. But like this defense turned it around and everything. But we shall see. Losing Buchanan, though, that's a tough loss for us. But we shall see, man. You know, so hopefully so.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate the phone call. I wish I would say good luck and everything, but I don't care. Nah, I love Rashawn. He's good for the game. Mike's in Baltimore. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Anyway, how y'all doing this morning?
All right.
Good. Hey, look, I'm not a sports bettor. I mean, Jeremy, we like the polar opposite. I can't bet on sports because I can't watch the game. It just does something to me. I can't bet on sports. I don't bet on sports. But last night, now I'm just finding out that Pittsburgh won, but I didn't bother to watch the game because I knew the Dolphins was going to lose. Because if I did bet sports, that would have been my mortal lock that the Dolphins was going to lose to the Steelers. Because late in the year, when it's cold weather, if the Dolphins play a contender, I don't know. I'm just saying this off the top of my head, but I know their record got to be dismal going into real cold climes, you know, late in the year. So I know they beat the
Jets. Well, it is because Tua's record's dismal in below 40.
But the overall, even the franchise itself going into cold weather this late in the year playing contenders. So I didn't bother to watch the games. I'm finding out that they lost. But if I did bet, last night was my cold lock of the year. I would have bet. I would have took Pittsburgh in the points or whatever it was, whatever the line was. So
man, I have my lock of the year after every game's played too. So nah, man. But like again, so the point of like talking about how the struggles happen with teams, whether it's dome teams going in cold weather or warm weather teams going to cold weather situations, yeah, looking at it from a wins and losses standpoint, a lot of teams haven't played well. But from a gambling standpoint, it doesn't mean they're not going to cover. You know, like, again, thinking about we could sit here and say Tua is 0-10 in games played below 30 degrees or whatever. I'm just throwing some random number out. It's not true.
He's terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But what if he was, you know, 4-6 against the point spread? So it's not like a foregone conclusion right. that you don't cover it. They didn't cover it. They didn't win last night. So still works in your favor. All right. We've got Ken McCusick coming up next. We've got some more phone calls that we're going to get to a little bit later in the program. But we get Ken McCusick for two segments to kind of talk about what we saw in a shutout and maybe what some expectations are going to be against the Patriots. We do that next right here in The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.